Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is making sure things are taken care of.
Vaguely paying attention. All right, now I'm paying attention.
Fully paying attention.
Welcome to another episode of Top Rope Wrestling Radio Podcast presented by Sears and Sanka Coffee.
Okay, well, we have sponsors that I didn't know about. I wonder how much they're paying us.
Well, considering neither of them exist anymore, and...
I think Sears Holding is still a thing. I think they're still a corporation, technically. But we're going to talk about PWA's upcoming event that's going to be going on this weekend, the Rise of the Titans. But first, we got some news, like breaking news.
Do we?
We do. I don't know if you've heard this or not. You're kind of like you're normally the one in the know. So. The WWE just released, like an hour ago, a bunch of wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some big names, too. So, I can run through it.
Who made the cut, yes.
Frankie Monet. Ember Moon. Scarlett. Oney Lorcan. Karrion Kross. B-Fab. Jesse Kamiya. Zeta Ramir, Trey Baxter, Katrina Cortez, Jeet Rama, Grand Metalik, Lynn Storato, Nia Jax, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, Eva Marie, and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
You know, as soon as you started reading that list, I had a feeling Keith Lee was going to be on it.
Yeah, I did too. Like, as soon as I saw the list come out, I was like, Karrion Kross and Keith Lee were both, I figured out. I was shocked about Nia Jax a little bit. And Mia Yim, actually.
Oh.
But.
I'm not. I mean, Mia Yim's dating Keith Lee. I'm sure they.
Yeah.
Made that decision. And also,
Karrion Kross
Nia Jax after. Yeah. Nia Jax after getting into a fucking shoot fight with Charlotte Flair on Raw one night. One of them had to take the fall, and it wasn't going to be Charlotte. Charlotte,
yeah, that's not wrong. So,
what makes me happy though is that LA Knight is still making the cut.
Yeah, I mean he's still on board. So I wouldn't be shocked if we saw some more belt losses and cuts coming up here from people. In the NXT world, but it's a shame.
Well, that was mostly an NXT cut, right?
It was, or people who had recently moved up. So yeah, it was mostly on their end. Also, I'm assuming you saw the ROH announcement too, right?
Yes, I did.
For those that don't know and haven't heard, Ring of Honor has cut loose their entire roster after their contracts expire. Some of them are being held through April, but that's pretty much it. They're hoping to come back in the second quarter of next year, second or third quarter of next year, with a new product. But I'm interested to see how that ends up, or if it ends up being anything. Sinclair Broadcasting owns them and has lost a boatload of money, not necessarily on Ring of Honor, but they went out and bought a bunch of regional sports networks from Disney that was formerly owned by Fox. So those familiar with Bally Sports, that's them. And they had planned on rolling out a streaming service that covered all of the sports, all of the RSNs, all the regional sports coverage of all the sports. What I don't think they realized was that the sport rights, the broadcast rights that the local affiliates hold or whatever, don't cover any streaming because that is a national thing that is handled by the league. So they are the basically the leagues came back and said, nope, F off. And so they had to cancel that whole thing. And they had just spent a boatload of money trying to put it together. So.
Wow.
Yes, your inside sports knowledge that I'm allowed to give now since I'm not there anymore. Haha. But yeah, that's it's kind of sucks for all the wrestlers, but hopefully somebody sweeps in and does a really good job and takes some of those guys that deserve to be elsewhere.
Eventually AEW is going to have to stop adopting these people, or they're going to end up like WWE with just a bloated roster, and they're going to have to start making cuts of their own.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem they could run into here. I don't think that they will do that. Like, I don't think that they're going to. I think they'll stop bringing people on after a while. But I think they're going to play around with the idea of different levels, I guess. You know, like they're doing with the AEW Dark and things like that. And possibly something along those lines. I'd like to see them bring in like Danhausen. That'd be a lot of fun.
So. Yeah, I'd like to actually see Danhausen wrestle. So I wish Nerd Street would come back to Florida.
What have they been up to? Are they even been going anywhere?
I don't know. They might have folded during the pandemic.
I'm looking it up right now just to check.
But oddly enough, that was out of all the local events, that was the one he would wrestle for as Nerd Street. I figured at some point he would show up at Mayhem on Mills or No Peace Underground or one of those.
Yeah, they haven't posted anything since 2020 on their Facebook page. Let's see. Nothing on their Twitter either. I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye out for them because I really do like Nerd Street, and they are local to Orlando. So, coming back to that local vibe, this weekend is PWA, Rise of the Titans. Out at Tuffy's Music Box. Mm-hmm. So, doors are at 5:30, shows at 6:30. And for those of you guys who don't know where Tuffy's is, it's right off of the main drag there first. It's on 3rd, I think, or between 2nd and 3rd. So, come check it out. You can buy your tickets online right now on their website. You can get VIP front row tickets for like $20, so not a bad deal. I'm trying to find the list.
Well, I'll say this while you're looking for the information. I don't know if you saw this, but former WCW superstar Glacier is going to be there doing meet and greets.
I did see that. I saw that pop up on Twitter yesterday, I think. Didn't you have a bad interaction with Glacier?
That was for off air.
Okay, sorry. I missed that. Apologies. I thought you had discussed it on the show at some point.
No, I didn't. I told you about it off air.
Oh, my bad.
Especially don't want that to, like, you know, because
people talk,
listen to the show that attend that event. I don't want, you know,
that's true. So, let's see. Steve Michaels versus Agony is one of the matches.
Okay.
And Agony is with Dr. Eric Christopher. The wrestling
Your
psychologist.
Favorite.
Oh, yes. With his clipboard. then you have Shalansi Royal versus Marina Tucker. I believe Marina Tucker was supposed to be at the last. No, that was a while ago. My bad.
She was at. She's been at every PWA event, and I think she was on Dark.
Okay, that's what it was. She was on Dark. Next up was Cha Cha Charlie versus the guy versus Jake Tucker.
Jake Tucker. Is that which one's the mother lover? Is that him?
It may be. That was an interesting gimmick. Yep, that is the mother lover Jake Tucker. You are correct. He definitely got some heat last time.
Yeah. Was he one of the ones that your favorite wrestling fans were? Oh yes, he was getting screamed at by them. Yeah.
Yes.
He was the one that they took issue with after the show. Like, one of them went up and was like, just talking shit in his face.
Yeah, I don't know. Those people are something.
They're my favorite people.
I know they're your favorite people. And of course,
invite them to Christmas dinner at my house.
Glacier will be there.
Yes, Glacier.
For a special meet and greet. I wonder if he'll be charging for autographs.
I don't know. I will. I'll get a picture with Glacier.
Next. Little photo.
Yeah, that was the click. Click was the camera.
I got it.
For those out in radio land who didn't,
who couldn't see you, because I'm the only one that can see you right now since we are not live streaming. I mean, we could live stream, but we are not currently live streaming. Let's see. Next up is Chico Adams, also with Dr. Eric Christopher, versus Vinicius, who was the gentleman that kind of had the Bam Bam Bigelow vibe or
okay.
At the last one that we were at, we missed one in between. And then Jackal versus Bellamy Thatcher. And let's see. The Wild West versus the Party Boys. Who we had
with our.
Yes. This was with. Yeah, my Jamie brain Stanley. Is shot. Huh? Yes, Jamie Stanley. And I think that was the last on their list. Yep, that was the last one that they have listed as a match. Should be a good card.
Like a fun one.
Yeah, last time last time we were there, we missed one in between, like I said. Mm-hmm. But they did do a good job putting stuff together. There's only one tag team matchup. Everything else is singles. So I don't know. Which one are you looking forward to? Or are you looking forward to all of them?
I want to see our most recent guest, Jamie Stanley, take on the Space Cowboy. So
Space Cowboys.
Well, isn't one of them just a regular cowboy?
I think one of them might be. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, there's just a straight up cowboy, and then there's a space cowboy, or as you know, some people call him the space cowboy.
Yes.
A little Steve Miller humor there for you.
I got it.
Okay, all right. I can't always tell.
I'm laughing inside. We'll leave it at that. I'm laughing inside.
Oh, it's not the laughter. It's sometimes I just can't tell if you've caught it or not.
Oh, okay. No, I caught it. But yeah. What else do we got going on? Anything else coming up here soon?
Full Gear. I don't know if we were still into watching that.
Oh yeah, when is that?
It's if it's not next weekend, it's the weekend right after, but I think it's next weekend.
It is September or November 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
2021,
not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend. We can definitely get together and It is not this weekend. It is definitely next weekend.
I'm very glad for that. I'm very fried right now. I'm very much ready for the weekend to start.
Oh, I am totally, totally agree with you there. But yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading on some wrestling chats to see if there's anything that I'm missing.
See if there's anything you missed.
Yeah. I did not realize that. That's interesting. I won't bring up politics. So, me and you agree on politics for the most part, but I'm sure that there are some listeners that disagree. So I will leave it alone. And
we don't alienate any fans. I don't want to alienate any of the four people listening to this right now.
there are a couple more than four. Not many, but there are a couple more.
Wow, I just got very like ghost-like. How did that happen?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to you.
It's like my camera like washed out. I think no one listening gives a flying fuck about that.
So. No, they All can't right. see you. They cannot see you, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
In my mind, though, I'm being seen. That's why I'm always making faces and doing shit, because I feel like I have to perform.
But you're not
for the camera,
right? But you're
that
not.
You're not even watching. So I'm performing
not.
Literally for myself.
I'm watching. I'm making sure that we're recording properly, and that and I'm looking up statistics and information. That's what
so
I
I'm,
do.
I'm literally sitting and constantly making like goofy, fucking Larry from the Three Stooges faces into this camera,
and
pretty much
nothing.
For an audience of myself.
Correct. There is no one there to listen to or look at you, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm full gear. We'll do. We can do a preview of it next week if you wanted to.
Yeah,
I'm more than happy to go over some AEW stuff. I don't think we quite. I mean, it's gotten better, but we don't quite cover AEW as much as we cover WWE.
No.
So, yeah. Speaking of, I was reading somewhere that apparently AEW is also looking at launching a streaming service or doing something streaming with
HBO Max.
HBO Max, yeah.
I'll be very happy if it's through HBO Max because I already have that service.
I currently have it. We'll see how long that lasts.
I'm curious as to whether stuff like Full Gear would be included with an HBO Max subscription or if it would just be like a back catalog of AEW shit.
I don't know. I'd imagine they'd want to do something along the lines of like the WWE Network where it was including pay-per-views, but I guess they could do something along the lines that ESPN Plus does with MMA, UFC. Where you pay extra for their big events on ESPN Plus.
I'm thinking they might have to merge because they've been on 2 years. They don't have anywhere near enough content. They might have to not merge the company, but like share the streaming with TNA just to have more stuff to provide.
Somebody was saying that Ring of Honor happens to release their. There was a rumor that they were trying to sell their tape library, but apparently Sinclair's come out and said that was just a rumor and that they weren't actually going to do it. So take that with a grain of salt. But they were going to sell their tape library, and AEW was very interested in it because the first All Out is actually owned by ROH. It was done by them, not by AEW. So,
interesting. I have a feeling Vince would gobble that up if given the chance, because then he can.
But I mean, he just had to make budget cuts and get rid of all those people.
He didn't have to make budget cuts.
Sorry, it was All In. Was the first one.
He's cutting people that he's not using.
I'm aware.
He's trimming the fat.
He's doing something. There are some people there are some people in that list that he could have kept, and there are other people in that list that or that aren't on that list that should have been because I'd like to see him somewhere else. Oh yeah, we need to get together and try and get out for AEW Dark taping sometime soon too.
Yeah, I think it just happened. So I looked it up. It's not a regular thing. It's like a once a month thing.
Right.
I think it just happened because my friend just posted some pictures from a Dark taping. He got like Adam Cole fucking took a selfie with him at ringside.
That's awesome.
Which I thought was pretty cool. And not like just staring at the camera lifelessly. Like he looked like he was happy to take a picture with him.
It looks like they are first come, first serve out at Universal when you get there. So we'll just have to figure out when they are and show up.
Get there early. I hope it's like a Saturday type of thing.
I think last time it was on a Friday night or a Saturday, something like that.
Either way, I can... Because currently I am not in a position to take PTO, being that I am on my fourth day of work.
Yes, that is a difficult thing to handle. Interestingly enough, my company just switched their PTO setup, so kind of excited about that. Mm-hmm. I no longer have to worry about taking time off. But they also got rid of every holiday.
You don't get any more holidays off?
Well, I mean, I can take them off, but I don't get them, like, given to me as a day off. They're just there. Oh. Because there's no – it's unlimited PTO, so I can
unlimited?
Take, yeah.
So you just take 2 weeks off and then come back and take two more weeks?
Yeah, if you wanted to. But, I mean, you obviously need to – you have to get it approved by your director, but
right,
yeah,
right.
I it's basically what it is you have to give them, if you're taking more than 2 weeks off in a row, you have to get your director's approval, and that's pretty much the only thing. I mean, obviously they don't expect you to take all the time off, but it's available to take off when you want or need to take it off.
That would not be a good idea to present to me as an option.
Well, I mean, if you're not doing your work, then you get fired. Right. So,
well, you know, that's the price I pay for taking vacation every other week, which I would attempt to do.
Yeah, I took off. Well, 2 weeks basically it was over three different weeks, but I took 2 weeks worth of time off because in March I'm doing the race like I always do, and then April we're going to California, and then I'm going on a cruise. So but yeah, anything interesting? I mean, I know you're in the new job, so you're kind of burnt out. I know I'm kind of burnt out too, because of I just started a couple weeks ago and really just started working. So
I've had to drive to work 4 days in a row for the first time in well over a year, probably closer to 2 years than it is to 1 year. So that's a adjustment. And talking to live people, and I don't mean like over a phone, I mean literally talking to,
like,
human
in person
beings in front of me.
Well, I mean, it's a better situation overall, though, right?
Oh, yeah. And I already, like, my coworkers are great that I've met so far. Yeah, it looks like it's going to work out well. So
that's awesome.
I say that, and by the end of next Thursday, I'll be fired. But that's neither here nor... Anyway, we should probably do our socials since we've been babbling about nothing for about 15 minutes.
Sure, you can go ahead and plug our socials.
This is like worse than a Seinfeld episode.
Nah.
What is the deal with these socials? You can go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Instagram. you can go to Top Rope Wrestling without the G on Twitter. Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. Then you can go to toproperwrestling.com. There you can see our archives. You can check out our previous interview with Jamie Stanley, where he talks about copywriting America's jawline, and I talk about copywriting America's neck fat. Then you can email us and tell Rick that he needs to take more PTO because it's available to him, and Rick's going to tell you how to do that, and that's send us an email, not take more PTO.
Let's see. You can email us at podcast@toproperwrestling.com or Rick or Drew at toproperwrestling.com, or the easiest way to get a hold of us is to use the contact us link at toproperwrestling.com. You can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail that we'd be more than happy to get back to at 951-TOP-ROPE. We're still waiting on your voicemails.
951-TOP-ROPE.
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 Yeah, I wish I could tell you what those numbers are, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
So
get a hold of us. And there's a dog that is currently looking at me right now. He just ran up the stairs. Oh, it's definitely mine. I heard him panting. Anything else? Anything we're ready to get out of here? Wasting time.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
This one loose.
Okay, Elsa, let's get out of here.